Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, America. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner unites us. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, limited cash cattle trade did trickle into the market yesterday, although we didn't see anything here in our part of the country. The moderate to strong support in futures trade over the last week has sparked increased overall support in cash values, with some southern live prices from $94 to $95, generally a dollar higher than last week. Dress trade posted a wider range, but still below the wide gaps at the last couple of months, with trade containing around $152 to $160. Most trade developed $157 to $160, which is $3 to $6 higher than last week. The hog futures continue in a narrow trading pattern with prices hovering just above long-term support levels, although there continues to be just enough underlying buyer support and market momentum to keep prices technically supported. The overall lack of fundamental support in the complex continues to create concern that price levels may hover between $45 and $50 range through much of the summer. The wheat markets are showing the lone strength in the ag room, posting 1 to 3 cent gains overnight. Traders are starting to talk about seasonal lows having been made in winter wheat contracts, as harvest is well over halfway for most hard red winter and soft red winter wheat states. Producer marketing was decent off the combine, with the next round of marketing likely to hold off until the end of July, when free delayed price programs, timeout, or futures can track another 10 to 15 cents. Corn prices easier overnight, following through on Tuesday's losses to make new lows for the week. After a weekend of adverse forecasts, models yesterday morning seemed to moderate temperatures and put a bit more rainfall across the Midwest. And the soy complex also weaker overnight, led by soy meal, which is off about a half to 0.7%. The November soybean chart appears to have made intermediate-term highs on Monday. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's one of the biggest sales of the year. Superior Livestock, proud to present Week in the Rockies sale, their 32nd annual Week in the Rockies, 6th through the 10th of July, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. is Superior Sunrise each morning. Auction starts each day at 9 a.m., 187,000 being sold on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com to get more information or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, at the close yesterday, off the August live cattle down 10 cents, $100 even. October up 25, 104.17. August feeder cattle down 122, 134.92. September down 90 cents, 136.32. August hogs down 40 cents, 48.87. October down 42 cents, 48.62. Kansas City wheat, September up 2 1/4, 440 and 3 quarters. December is up 1 and 3 quarters at 453 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 2 cents, 495 and a quarter. And December up a penny at 502. September corn down 3 cents, 343 and a half. December down 3 and 3 quarters, 352 and a half. August soybeans down 1 and 3 quarters, 896 and 3 quarters. September is down 2 and a half, 896 and a half. December cotton is down 12 cents, 6302. March down 12 cents, 6376.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.